Here we go with more trivia on 97.9 The Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger just walked in, and of course, that's what you would expect when Freddie walks in here.
Well, yeah, I'm ready.
He's a trivial guy.
Hey, very much so.
And this trivia question every morning is brought to you by the Forest at Duke, wonderful retirement community, where they got lots of great things going on over there. Go to forestduke.org to get more details on that.
Good folks over there.
Yeah, Mr. Kiger, what you got today?
Well, may I please give a quick aside?
Mm-hmm.
One of my old students, David Nichols from Chapel Hill High School, wanted to get the word out that on this Saturday, the 29th, at 4:30 over in Southern Village, a lot of the guys are getting together who played Chapel Hill High School football. They're going to honor Coach Bill Hodgson, who gave so much to the high school, to those kids, to that program. So this is a small way that David Nichols and others are trying to say, hey, Coach Bill, thank you so very, very much. 4:30. Saturday, June 29th, Southern Village.
Yeah.
Now, you get over there and you'll figure out what you need to do. But, you know, if you just go by and say hello, that'd be great.
I know, Coach. They might meet on the Village Green or something.
Exactly. Coach would appreciate that.
Yeah, all right. That's kind of cool. Thanks for letting us know about that.
Well, you know what? I have never understood why we wait for someone, and I don't mean Coach Bill here in particular. Why do we wait till people pass before we honor them and we give them the kudos and the love that they deserve?
Exactly.
And should know it while they're still alive.
Let's do it while they're alive. Tell them how you feel about them now. Don't wait until they die.
Yeah. Go over there and enjoy and say thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Man.
Hey, we're doing volcanoes.
Okay. I'm ready for that. Why don't you go ahead and erupt?
I was thinking that, and you beat me to the punch. What continent has, for all practical purposes, no active volcanoes?
What continent?
What continent has, for all practical purposes, no active volcanoes?
Okay.
If you know the answer, you give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245.
You got a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers to say thank you to you for answering the question.
Yeah, absolutely. And at Cruisers, you're good to go.
Yes, you are.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
You want to know which continent does not, for all practical purposes?
Yeah, they don't have any active volcanoes.
I'm going to say Europe.
Nope, Europe's got several.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Iceland, Italy.
Oh,
Sicily,
okay.
Which is a part of Italy.
That's very short-sighted thinking on my part.
Think down under.
Australia. No volcanoes down there.
They are rare, extremely rare, because there are no plate boundaries on this continent.
Okay.
However, there are two active volcanoes, but they're located 2,485 miles southwest of Perth, which is Western Australia, down in the Australian Antarctic Territory.
Ah, okay.
Well, so essentially, you've always heard of the Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
You know, like from L.A., Baja, California.
Into a ring of fire.
Exactly. All the way up the western coast of the United States, Alaska, over to, Japan, down that area and stretching down toward Indonesia and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But Australia?
Oh, cool.
So if you have fears of volcano and you want to relocate to where you can be relatively assured, go to Australia.
All right. Hey, I'd like to go to Australia anyway. It has nothing to do with the volcanoes or the lack thereof.
And California has more people, I think, than Australia as a nation.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Hey, listen, thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome.
And thank you to the Forest at Duke for sponsoring our program.
Very much so.